Mother's Day is this Sunday, and joining us now to talk about maybe some dessert ideas for mom, Kathy Gunst, our resident chef. Kathy, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
And longtime listeners may find it funny that you're talking about desserts because you have said on the air many times you do not consider yourself a baker.
I don't, except I have a story to tell you. Let me ask you a question first.
Yes.
Quick personality test.
Yes.
Are you sweet or savory?
Savory.
Are you a baker or are you a, you know, vegetable meat guy?
Yeah, vegetable meat.
Yeah, okay, same. All right, always.
My whole life. Not that I don't like a dessert occasionally.
I like it, but I mean, I'd almost rather have another salad or another grilled cheese. You know, exactly. Thank you. So here's what happened. Several years ago, I was asked to be a judge at a very prestigious culinary competition,
yep.
And I was all excited. And I said, okay, what's my category? And they said, you're going to judge the baking books. And I said, not me. Big mistake. Give me something else. And they're like, why not? And I said, I've written 14 cookbooks. I'm not a baker. That's not what I excel in. And they said, you're perfect.
Hmm.
And I had to test recipes out of at least 10 books. And I kind of self-educated through this process. And here's what I learned. There's a new trend in American cookbooks, which is to add the metrics. So the grams, the centimeters.
Yeah.
And at first I found it very annoying, but I decided to do a test. It said 1 cup flour. I put my cup of flour in, and then it gave me it in grams. I'm forgetting how many grams it is. And I was off by so much that it was so educational. So I advise anybody that wants to become a better baker to get a scale and weigh out your ingredients because you
get it exactly right.
Baking is about precision, which is why I'm not good at it. Should I admit that? I won't say it for you. No, I'm
really
not a
you.
Super precise person. And scientists are very good bakers. And engineers are very good bakers. And people who are very good with details. You can't improvise too much. But having said that, I made you a pie.
Well, see, this is why I don't believe that you're not good at it, because it smells so good in here, because there is a piece of... Is this
strawberry rhubarb?
Rhubarb pie.
Perfect for Mother's Day. Strawberries are so beautiful right now. Rhubarb's coming up in the garden. You will notice I don't add a lot of sugar to my sweets.
Really? In this? It tastes so
well, you have
nice
to counteract the rhubarb, which can be very bitter and sour, really. So I try not to overwhelm things with sugar because I don't like desserts that just taste of sugar. So that pie, it's a very simple dough. You make it in a food processor, or you can use your hands. Best thing to do is to chill it overnight. You roll it out, you cook down some rhubarb, add some beautiful, fresh, juicy strawberries, and that's what you get.
The strawberries and the rhubarb taste incredible together, and this crust is perfect.
Oh, good. Great. All right. So now I said I don't do things too sweet. This is very unusual. The next course, if you have.
We have a three-course dessert
here. This would be great for Mother's Day brunch or dessert. This is a carrot and parsnip cupcake.
Ooh,
so it's very, very earthy tasting. It's not super sweet. But, of course, I put a cream cheese icing on it with some crystallized ginger because we're going to call that dessert. Different, huh?
Well, if you'll forgive me as I
he's enjoying it. This is what it's all about.
It's like a carrot cake, but that ginger
really
adds a nice
touch
to it.
And parsnips winter over, and so they're very much in the markets right now, and young carrots are starting to appear. So it's a really nice Mother's Day treat. Again, breakfast without the icing or on the side or for dessert. But boy, this is such a season. I could do so much with strawberries. I made a strawberry rhubarb syrup, and I made you a homemade soda.
Ah, that's what this that is. Any, okay.
Give it a stir. Give it a little whirl so it's got some seltzer. Hey, it's radio, but it should be pretty. Everything should be pretty.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice and refreshing? And
that
pink?
That is delicious. Yeah.
Very pink.
So and very rhubarb.
Yes, it's a lot of rhubarb. Again, just minimal sugar, some strawberries. You cook it for about 10 minutes, and then you strain it, and you have the syrup, and you could freeze it, and then you just put it in a cup with ice and seltzer.
I did notice there's no chocolate here.
You know, I knew you'd bring that up. Yeah, moms love chocolate for sure. Give her a box of chocolate. No, I have a wonderful chocolate tart with sea salt. We can put listeners in touch with that recipe. But it's the season of fresh fruit now after a long winter. So I really wanted to focus on that. I also have a wonderful recipe. It's an Australian dish called a pavlova. It's essentially a huge meringue. And you scoop the middle out a little bit and you fill it with lots of vanilla-scented whipped cream and fresh strawberries or raspberries. Boy, I think any mother would just love that. And
well,
get your kids to cook with you. I'm always saying that. But it's the perfect day. Let the kids come help you.
Well, Kathy, while we have you here in honor of Mother's Day, your favorite memories of Mother's Day celebrations in your family?
Oh, every year, my little girls, who are now quite adult, would come in with breakfast on a tray, and they would sing Happy Mother's Day as if it were Happy Birthday. And I would always tear up, and there'd be a little daffodil, and they would cook breakfast, and I miss them. I love them.
And what did they make you?
Oh, anything. Fruit salad, omelets. Sometimes it was just toast with butter and jelly and an apple cut up, and there'd be a beautiful daffodil. But it was just so sweet that they understood that it was my day.
Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst and a mom, as we heard there. And we've got Kathy's recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
And to you. Thanks, Jeremy.